Chapter 4. Ash contacts Lemus. After 3 months, Lemus left the prison. It was a beautiful sunny day, and there were bright flowers everywhere. He decided to walk across the parks in the centre of London and have a big meal at a cafe near Charing Cross Station. He was carrying a parcel with clothes and documents in it. He decided that he did not need the clothes, and he wanted to get rid of the parcel, but it was too big to put in a rubbish bin. After a while, he sat down on a wooden seat. Then he left the parcel on the seat and walked away. Lemus heard a shout and looked back over his shoulder. There was a man holding the parcel in his hands. Lemus shrugged and walked on. There was another shout, and Lemus heard someone running. A tall man with short brown hair stopped next to him. "This is your parcel, isn't it?" he said. "Why didn't you stop when I called you?"
"You can put it back on the seat," said Lemus. "I don't want it."
"You can't just leave it there," said the man.
"I bloody well can leave it there," said Lemus.
He was going to move on, but the stranger stood in front of him with the parcel. "Why are you being so rude?" asked the stranger. "I was trying to be helpful."
"If you were just trying to be helpful, why have you been following me for the last half an hour?" asked Lemus.
Lemus saw that the man was thinking quickly about what to say next.
"He's quite good at his job," he thought.
"I thought you were somebody I once knew in Berlin," the stranger replied.
"So you followed me for half an hour?"
Lemus's brown eyes looked carefully at the man.
"It hasn't been half an hour. I saw you a few minutes ago, and I thought you were Alec Lemus. I borrowed some money from him. That's why I followed you. So, if you were Alec, I could pay the money back."
Lemus thought then that maybe the man was not very good at his job. It was not a very good story.
"I'm Lemus," he replied. "Who are you?"
The stranger told Lemus that his name was Bill Ash. Ash told Lemus a long story about how they had met in Berlin and why Ash had borrowed money from Lemus.
"I was very embarrassed that I had to borrow money from you," said Ash.
"Of course I remember you," said Lemus. "Of course."
Lemus and Ash talked in the cafe for hours. A small man in glasses sat at the next table and read a very boring book. At last, Ash pulled his checkbook out of his pocket and started to write a cheque for £20. Lemus looked embarrassed and stopped him.
"I haven't got a bank account at the moment," he said. "I've just returned from abroad. Could you let me have cash?"
"Of course," Ash said. "Meet me here tomorrow at 1 o'clock and I'll bring you cash." When they left the cafe, Lemus left the parcel of clothes there. Ash got in a taxi near the cafe and Lemus waved till it disappeared. Lemus guessed that he was still being followed. So, for several hours, he walked and got on and off buses and trains. Finally, he walked to a house in West London. When he knocked on the door, Control opened it.
"Come in," he said. "I've borrowed George Smiley's house."
"I was followed till lunchtime," Lemus said.
Then he told Control the story of his life since he hit the grocer, ending with his meeting with Ash that day.
"I'm sorry we couldn't help you while you were in prison," Control said.
And I heard that you were ill. I'm sorry about that, too. How long were you ill?
About 10 days, replied Lemus.
Oh, dear, said Control. You were ill for 10 days with no one to look after you?
There was a very long silence. Then Control said,
You know that the girl is a communist, don't you?
Yes, said Lemus. There was another long silence. Then he said,
You mustn't involve her in this. I'll look after her myself when I return. I just want you to forget her.
Of course we won't involve her, replied Control.
Who was the man called Pitt in the labour exchange? Asked Lemus.
I don't know anyone called Pitt, said Control.
Oh, I'm sure you don't, said Lemus crossly.
Then he said, Why isn't Smiley here? Didn't he tell you when you visited him? Replied Control. He doesn't like the job that you're going to do.
No, we just talked about Munt, said Lemus. But does he agree that it has to be done?
Yes, replied Control. He knows why we need to do it, but he is like a doctor who is tired of seeing blood. He is happy for other people to do the operations.
Then Lemus asked, How do we know that I was contacted today by the right person? Are you certain that he works for the East Germans?
Control replied calmly, Don't worry, Lemus. We've organized things.
Then he put his hand on Lemus's shoulder.
This is your last job, he said. Then you can come in from the cold.
Lemus nodded to Control and quietly left the house. He went out into the cold.